This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Grainfield Marketing in Normal. Grainfield Marketing can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at grainfield.com.
And for today, that's Morning Edition here on WILL AM 580. I'm Jay Pierce. Thanks for listening. Dave Dickey joins us now with our opening commodity market report.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, December wheat opened at 6:26, down 8 on the open March, 6:50 down 3 and 3 quarters. At the Chicago Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 5:96, down 7 and a quarter on the open March, 6:16 down 8 and 3 quarters. December of 2009, 6:82 down 5 and a quarter on the open. December corn opened at 4:18, up 1 on the open March, 4:33.5 unchanged. May, 4:44 down 1.5. July, 4:57 up 3 quarters. September, 4:60.5 down 2. December, 4:66.5 up 1. March of 2010, 4:79 down 1. December of 2010, 4:48 down 0.5 on the open. November beans open at 9:36, up 10 on the open. January 9:50 up 9. March 9:63 up 8 and a quarter. May 9:72 up 6. July of next year 9:85 up 10 and a half on the open. And November of 2009 9:79 up 11 and a quarter on the open. October soybean meal opened at 2:55 up 3.10 on the open. December 2:58 up 1.20. October soybean oil opened at 39.12 down 29 on the open. December 39.50 down 32. October live cattle opened at 92.80 down 60 on the open. October feeders 98.50 down 70. October lean hog 67.65 up 75. And February belly is 93 down 35 on the open.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Kathy Ferguson in Morris at 815-941-3758. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Dave.
We see this morning that the crude oil supply stocks were up 8 million barrels, gasoline stocks up 7 billion barrels. Crude oil is trading at its lowest point for the move thus far, making new lows today. The Dow down 150 points. It's traded both sides of the opening bell today. Are we reaching a point yet where we're going to see some confidence enter this marketplace, which might give Chicago Board of Traders a buy signal?
Yeah. Well, a couple things from point A to point B. We did see some very large price distorting moves last night in the corn and soybean market. We understand that some of this probably was hinged to China. They have been on kind of a trading holiday, and there was spreading between the Chinese futures market and we think the U.S. futures market, and we did see the price change. It was rather interesting to see that the Chinese did keep their production estimates on corn, soybeans, and wheat basically unchanged, and there were some rumors that those numbers could be larger. The third area of interest is the Brazilian crop size. It was dropped a small percentage, but it is a drop. And the bottom line is that the cost of producing soybeans is expensive in South America as well as in the U.S. And the Sirius group basically lowered production 3.5% from the prior month. They say that the Brazilian farmer needs to raise 10 billion reals to avoid a drop in production in 2008 and 9. So they also have some very major credit problems, and the cost of fertilizer is a factor. Then also Argentina has got some weather problems and also some government problems as well. So the bean market the last couple of days has acted differently than some of the other commodities that are being traded. On the other hand, when you mentioned the crude oil, the one key to that equation is whether Saudi Arabia or some other OPEC countries will cut production. The rumor and some of the talk on some of the shows is that definitely that's the next shoe to drop. And I think that would also stabilize the commodities.
So does that what you're saying explains the huge jump in price and deferred soybean contracts overnight?
Yeah, well, and I think it also, it was in the nearby soybeans as well, too, Dave. I mean, the beans were up
53 in the nearby, but couldn't hold the gain overnight while the deferred spend.
Yeah, so there was big plays in that, and a lot of it, market orders get filled.
So take it back to the confidence question. We do have USDA reports on Friday. I'm in the camp that the quarterly grain stocks report were traded, especially in the soybeans, after we got that upward move from USDA on virtually every part of the production, acres, harvested acres, yield. On this Friday, we look at the numbers, and the trade isn't expecting much out of this report. If they get a surprise, maybe in the harvested acres, which will come up and get changed probably, will this report get traded like the quarterly grain stocks report get traded?
A couple things from point A to point B. I personally don't think we're going to see a big acreage change on this report. Now, maybe somebody out there is talking about it. We have seen some crop damage from storms in the corn in the southern growing areas and also the eastern growing areas. And, of course, we saw some major flooding on the river system in the northern growing areas from the earlier month floods. Now, going from there, whether the government will come in on this report is really government, you know, something the government can wave their hand at. As far as big yields difference, my humble opinion is I think that we're seeing so much yield variation in corn, I don't think that we will see any big change. If anything, I think it's a pretty accurate report the last time. And I also think the soybean yields, even though the state of Illinois has a little better bean crop, I don't think we're going to see a major increase in soybean production either.
So then the question becomes, at current levels, are these fairly priced?
I think they're below, they're too cheap. And one of the things I think is the function of the Secretary of Agriculture is to go around to different states and say, you know, we do have a loan program with the Commodity Credit Corporation. I think it would also be fair if the Secretary of Agriculture would, when the price of corn got to 85 cents to 80 cents, a new Secretary of Agriculture named Earl Butt said, you know, we can buy some corn, and they only bought about 300,000 or 400,000 bushels and rallied the corn from 85 cents a bushel to $1.10 in Iowa alone. So I think the Secretary of Agriculture does have a lot of tools to go out and stabilize the worry in the agricultural markets by just going out and having some town meetings and say we have all these lists of items that we can do. Encourage exports in the marketplace, you know, buy some, replenish the wheat reserve at some certain price levels here, do some public things to establish credibility. The American farmer is very slow at selling these price levels, and I think that one thing that we have to do is maintain some calmness in the marketplace. I think that also the ethanol margins are better. You know, we'll improve here, and also the biodiesel margins should be improving as well. So, you know, we do have a lot of tools in the cabinet, and one of the functions of government is to go out here and talk to people and not scare people. Hopefully it will be an accurate production report, and some of the missteps they made in the stocks report will be put to rest.
So if I'm reading between your lines, you're probably then of the mindset that
I think the prices are extremely
The prices are
cheap.
Extremely low. So $4 corn and $9 beans should hold.
Well, and also you're talking about basis levels that are still very extraordinarily high and wide. So So hopefully that will also encourage some price stability as basis levels could improve as we go into the early harvest.
Can a producer put a crop in the ground at $4 next year?
Well, we hear a lot of people saying that, you know, you can, but there's some problems involved with high input costs, and maybe those input costs can come down. There's, you know, we do get the feeling, and what I've heard from past experiences about, you know, talk about big acreage shifts and everything. Historically, those big acreage shifts really don't take place until the March, early April time frame when the prices, price discovery relationships work. So there is time to heal this marketplace. And, for example, the stock market is extremely cheap. The Fed is trying to do some things. I think they were a little slow. I wish Bernanke yesterday would have basically said that, you know, all the major corporations in the United States could go to the Fed window and borrow money. I think that would definitely stabilize things quicker. So we do have some tools out there. And also the other major tool that government has, of course, is you know, to be a good talking sounding board.
Thank you, Paul.
Have a nice day.
You too. Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3 Urbana.